Title: Pull Old School D&B Vocal Texture Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going to do a very specific, very old school jungle and drum and bass move. Getting that vocal to feel late, swan, slightly dragged, and kind of sampled off a record without doing a million warp marker edits. The secret weapon is Ableton Live's Groove Pool. Because here's the vibe: in a lot of classic jungle and early D&B, the vocal isn't perfectly on the grid. It's more like it's riding the brake. It leans into the gaps. It answers the snare. It feels human and a little imperfect. Groove Pool can literally steal the feel from a breakbeat and hand it to your vocal chops. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a tight D&B loop, a breakbeat, some chopped vocals, and that lifted from a tape pocket where the vocal bounces with the drums instead of fighting them. Let's build it. Step 0. Quick setup. Set your tempo to something D&B friendly. 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a starting point. Make two audio tracks. Audio track 1 is your breakbeat. Audio track 2 is your vocal or your vocal chops. Optionally, you can have a MIDI drum track later, but you don't need it for this. And quick reminder, this technique works best when your drums already have some groove. Classic breaks are perfect because they're full of ghost notes and little timing quirks that modern straight drum programming doesn't naturally have. Step 1. Pick a break that can teach the groove. Drag in an Amen style break. Think break. Hot pants, anything with character. Double click the break clip. Turn warp on and set warp mode to beats. In the beats settings, preserve transients. Now make sure it loops cleanly over one or two bars. Don't overthink it. The goal here is not to surgically perfect the break. The goal is, this break is your groove source. This break is your teacher. Step 2. Extract groove into the groove pool. Right-click the break clip and choose extract groove. Now open your groove pool. Depending on your layout in Live 12, you'll see it via the browser area where grooves live or a groove pool view. The main point is, you should now see a new groove entry that came from your break. This is where the magic is. Ableton just captured micro-timing information. The tiny pushes and pulls that are hard to program and annoying to manually edit, but instantly recognizable as jungle feel. Step 3. Prep a vocal so it can actually groove. If you try to groove one long vocal phrase, it can work, but the classic old school thing is chops. Little hits, little shouts, one-liners, re-triggers, like an old sampler. So here's the fast method. Drag a vocal sample onto audio track 2. Warp it. For vocals, use Complex or Complex Pro so it stretches more naturally. Now right-click that vocal clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use the transient slicing preset and have it create a drum rack. What you've done is turn your vocal into playable pads, like an MPC style setup. Now it's super easy to make a one bar or two bar pattern with 4 to 8 vocal hits. Think, hey, rewind, listen, come again. Little breaths, little shouts. Keep it simple. Step 4. Apply the extracted groove to the vocal. Click the MIDI clip that triggers your vocal slices. Or if you're working with audio chops directly, click that clip. In clip view, find the groove chooser and select the groove you extracted from the break. You'll hear a change already, but don't commit anything yet. Right now we want to shape it. Step 5. Shape the pulled old school feel with groove pool controls. Go to the groove pool and click your extracted groove. You'll see the main knobs: timing, random, velocity, and bass. Here's a solid D&B starting point. Set timing somewhere around 80%. Set random around 18%. Set bass to 1/16th. Velocity can stay low, like 0 to 20%, and it mainly matters if your vocal is MIDI triggered, which it is if you slice to drum rack. Now listen. What you're listening for is not more swing. You're listening for relationship. The vocal should feel like it's answering the break. It should tuck into the spaces, especially around the snare and the ghost notes, instead of stepping on them. A really useful check: mute the vocal, vibe to the break by itself for a second, then unmute. If the vocal suddenly feels like it's getting in the way of the groove, pull timing down a bit, or change bass. And let's talk about bass, because bass is your realism knob. If bass is too tiny, like 1/32nd, you can get a jittery wobble that sounds like bad warping instead of groove. So start at 1/16th for nimble choppage. If you want chunkier, more obvious jungle lilt, switch bass to 1/8th. That often sounds more big swing and less tiny nervous jitter. Now, a classical jungle trick: make the vocal groove harder than the drums. In other words, don't necessarily apply heavy groove to the break. Let the break drive. Let it be solid, but let the vocal be looser. Higher timing, a bit more random. That makes the vocal feel like it's being thrown around the rhythm, while the drums stay confident and rolling. Also, random should match the role of the vocal. If it's the main hook phrase, keep random lower so it repeats reliably. If it's ad-libs and fills, random can be higher, so it feels found, like you grabbed little bits off vinyl and they never hit exactly the same way twice. Step 6. Add a tiny bit of intentional placement before groove. This is a coach tip that levels it up fast. Groove gives you feel, but you still want a couple deliberate moves. Put one vocal hit slightly early as a hype pickup. Put one vocal hit slightly late, like a dragged rewind style moment. Then let groove pool do the micro movement around those choices. That push-pull is what makes it feel performed, not just a preset swing. Step 7. Commit groove selectively, like you printed a sampler take. Once it feels good, commit it. Select the vocal clip and use commit groove. Committing bakes the timing into the notes, like you resampled it. This is a huge part of the old school vibe. You print decisions, and then you work with what you printed. Here's a workflow that's super effective for beginners. Duplicate your vocal clip. On the first one, keep random around 15 to 18% and commit it. Name it something like Fox Groove Tight. On the duplicate, push random to like 25%, commit again, and name it Fox Groove Loose or Fox Groove Wild Fill. Now you can arrange just by swapping clips, like swapping sampler takes. You get variation without rewriting your pattern. Step 8. Add an old-school vocal texture chain using stock Ableton devices. We want that slightly dusty, dark, saturated, not too hi-fi vocal that sits inside the drums and bass. On your vocal track, add EQ 8 first. High-pass around 120 to 200 Hz to remove rumble. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 Hz. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive it about 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Now add redux, but keep it subtle. A tiny downsample, around 1.2 to 2.5 bit reduction. Little or none. If you destroy intelligibility, you went too far. Then add auto filter for movement. Low pass mode. Set cutoff somewhere like 6 to 14 Khz, and use a small envelope amount so consonants poke through, but the overall tone stays dark. Then echo. Try 1/8 or 1/16 timing. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter the echo so it's not bright. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 Khz. Then reverb, small and dark, decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. High cut around 4 to 7 Khz, wet around 5 to 12%. And a big DNB vibe tip. Keep the vocal darker than you think. Bright modern vocals instantly sound like a different era. Dark and slightly saturated sits in the pocket and feels authentic. If saturation makes your S and T sounds jump out, DS after saturation. A simple stock approach is multidan dynamics. Compress the high band lightly so it catches the fizz you just created. Optional extras if you want even more sample memory character. A tiny bit of pitch instability with shifter or chorus ensemble. Very low mix. Very small to tune. You want wobble, not 90s pop chorus. Step 9. Arrange it into a rolling mini drop. Here's a simple 8-bar structure you can copy. Bars 1 to 2. Break only. Let the groove establish itself. Bars 3 to 4. Add sparse vocal hits, using your tight committed groove clip. Bars 5 to 6. Add more vocal fills, maybe switch to the looser committed clip. Bars 7 to 8. Do a full call, then leave one bar of space by muting the last hit. That empty space creates tension and makes the next section feel bigger. Classic jungle placement move. Put one vocal hit on the end of 2, or just before the snare. When the groove is right, it tucks in perfectly and sounds like it belongs there. Common mistakes to avoid quickly. First, grooving everything the same amount. If drums and vocals are both heavily grooved, the whole track can feel drunk. Let drums be steadier. Let vocals be looser. Second, too much random. Past about 30 to 35%, it often turns to mush and loses punch. Third, wrong bass value. If it's jittery, try 1/8. If it's too stiff, go back to 1/16. Fourth, not committing. Printing decisions is part of the sound. Fifth, overbright processing. Darker wins here. And here's your quick 10-minute practice. Load a break. Extract groove. Slice a vocal to drum rack by transients. Program one bar with 4 to 6 vocal hits. Apply the extracted groove. Set timing to 80%. Random to 18%. Bass to 1/16. Commit it. Duplicate it. Push random to 25%. Commit again. Arrange bar 1 as the cleaner version. Bar 2 as the randomized version. Then listen and ask, did the vocal start riding the break, even though the samples didn't change? Recap, so you remember the whole method. Use a breakbeat as your timing reference and extract groove from it. Apply that groove to vocal chops, ideally in a drum rack. Shape the feel with timing, random, and bass until the vocal leans into the drums. Commit groove to print the vibe like hardware sampling. Then use subtle saturation, a touch of redux, and dark echo and reverb to lock the texture into that 90s pocket. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like early jungle, rollers, tech step, jump up, I can suggest a specific groove pool setting range and a simple two-bar vocal chop pattern that matches the feel.